And now, ladies and gentlemen,
the best of 79.
WAKY.com.
Number one.
Hi, this is John Quincy, welcoming you to our first edition of the Best of 79 WAKY.com. In this and upcoming volumes, we're going to present the cream of the crop of the wacky air checks and interviews we've archived on 79WAKY.com, all in easy-to-listen-to and easy-to-take-with-you CD format. And unlike the online audio we've had to downsample and compress for internet presentation, what you'll hear in the Best of 79WAKY.com CDs will be the best sound quality of the original source material available. Fitting of what some feel was the best top 40 station ever. Louisville's WAKY.
Your weekend fun never ends on 790 WAKY.
Let's get this edition started by dialing back to the mid-60s to hear a generous helping of Tim Tyler. Tim occupied the WAKY airwaves from 1973 to 1967, moving into the wacky sales department until 1973. In 2005, Tim, whose real name is Don Schwartz, retired from radio after owning part of Brewer Broadcasting in Cleveland, Tennessee. But on November 7th, 1966, Timothy L. Tyler was cooking in Kentuckiana on WAKY.
Reach out, I'll be there. Those are the four times getting us rolling on a Timothy L. Tyler Show from Fun, Love, and Wacky all the way till 12 o'clock midnight.
You're listening to the Best of 79WAKY.com with John Quincy.
Next up, one of the most asked about wacky DJs to this day, the Weird Beard, whose actual name was Carl Burton Market, or Bert to friends. In November of 1966, he left Louisville's WINN radio to come to Wacky to do nights. And he ruled the nighttime hours on Wacky until September of 1971, when he left to accept a programming position with one of Wacky's sister stations in Rochester, New York. Sadly, Bert passed away in 1995 due to complications brought on by MS. But Wacky's Weird Beard lives on forever.
1970!
Everybody got to sing along with me. See, Stevie Wonder for the Big 79 never had a dream come true. That's a doggone fact. It's 921 WAKY Weird Beard time. This is brand new by the Hollies. Think you're gonna like it. 29 degrees.
The road is long.
You got it. I want to thank you. Let me be myself again. See, Sly and the Family Stone and the Weird Beard program, where it's 1022 WAKY. Much more music time. Had a request for this one. Somebody called up and said, "Hi, this is Dee Dee." I said, "Well, Dee Dee, what can I do for you?" So play this song by Tom Jones for Dee Dee and Larry.
The best of 79 WAKY.com.
It's customary for radio stations to assemble special demo tapes for prospective out-of-town sponsors and advertising agencies. These tapes, sometimes called composites, showcase the station's air talent and programming. Here's one of those tapes from Wacky, produced in 1973 and narrated by Gary Burbank.
WAKY, what it takes to be number one. WAKY, not just a radio station. That's false. WAKY is just a radio station. On the River City Mall in a building behind a sign which reads WAKY.
It's the best of 79WAKY.com with John Quincy.
WAKY.
Bob Moody joined the WAKY air staff in 1976 from another legendary top 40 station, CKLW in Windsor, Detroit. Bob was hired by Johnny Randolph to replace the departing Tom Dooley, and he had one of the longest tenures ever at Wacky, working not only as an air personality, but as news director and program director at various times during his nine-year run, which spanned Wacky's top 40, adult contemporary, and oldies formats. Let's hear how Bob sounded on his first day at WAKY in 1976.
I'm Woody Stiles. Now, from Wacky the Great Entertainer, here's Bob Moody.
Well, WAKY in Louisville, this is Bob Moody. How do you like me so far? WAKY, Louisville, Louisville. Oh, what a night back in December of 63. Four seasons with Bob Moody, Wacky, and Sunshine bring you Jeff Beck in concert Thursday night, July 1st at Louisville Garden.
Honey, the best of 79.
WAKY.com.
Our featured interview in this edition of the Best of 79WAKY.com is Gary Burbank. Many of our 79WAKY.com audio interviews were done via telephone, but with Gary, we emailed him our questions, and he recorded the answers at one of the studios at Cincinnati's WLW, where Gary was doing PM Drive.
First question.
Tell me about your broadcast career before coming to WAKY, where you started, stations you worked, where you were before Wacky.
Well, I started in Lake Providence, Louisiana. And I was—I came in as a musician. I'd been a musician going to radio school because I'd played on a couple of songs that hit, and I got $52.
This program has been pre-recorded.
Gosh, I always wanted to do the afternoon show.
WAKY, Louisville.
Well, the drip. You believe that? Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Gary, we love you. All right. Grand Funk Railroad, Great American Band. Hope that didn't freak you out too much. It did us.
We hope you've enjoyed our first edition of the Best of 79WAKY.com. Of course, you can hear more great wacky air checks and interviews at 79WAKY.com. Plus, check out some great wacky photos, surveys, articles, and other cool stuff. From 79WAKY.com, I'm John Quincy.
This has been a John Quincy production.